And that goes to what role does this board want to have, and what role does the legislature want this board to have in terms of oversight on the internal workings of an organization. And the associations are seeking a third party, uninvolved, if you will, oversight group, and they believe that because you are the standard bearer for the standards and the integrity, that you should be the ones who have the ultimate oversight in that arena, in the internal arena. The reality that in the world for a police officer and in your review is that the board has always contemplated over time the actions of officers in the law enforcement arena. And this is the implementation, the application, if you will, of laws. It's their interactions with the citizens. It's their interactions with their authority. It's the duties in their authorities that the board has always focused on. Officers and sergeants deal in that world all the time. That's what their world is. That's the duties and responsibilities they have. That's their actions. As you move up in organizations, when you become a commander, when you become an assistant chief, you become a lieutenant or whatever, you move away from that law enforcement world and you move into this administrative enforcement role. And what happens is that what are the standards, or how do the standards apply in an administrative world as opposed to a law enforcement world, or are they the same? I'll give you an example in a very simple way. Let's presume that an officer writes a DR, makes a case report, and in that case report puts false information. Well, it's pretty straightforward. Make a false police report, probably get you fired, probably get you decertified. Pretty straightforward. Same officer, maybe it's a sergeant, creates a memorandum, an important memorandum in an organization about an administrative issue. Does the integrity issue apply in the DR and apply in that memorandum? That's the question. And if it does this board have a responsibility in that regard? Does this board, because both of them are false, both of them are part of their positions, the associations will say, yes, it does. Yeah. At least they've told me that they believe it does. They've told me that they think that the integrity issues about that lying over here is the same as lying over here, because they're both important, they both have impact, and they both should be treated the same. And what they see is that they're not treated the same. Don't know whether they are or they aren't. I'm simply telling you what they tell me, that they don't believe that they're the same, and they want this board to deal with those. I will let them deal with all of those kinds of circumstances when they come up. From a board perspective, these are the concerns that I would have, that I would ask you to think about, take your own position on, but they're just observations that I would make. Internal policy violations are one of the things that is a consideration and concern. They would like application of policy violations the same up and down the chains of command. And they perceive that that is not done. They perceive that application is different for officers as it is for commanders.